Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yankees just took a 2-0 lead. Was not Aaron Judge.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
I know a lot of Astros fans. There's not hatred to the Red Sox, especially with Bregman over there. You need the Red Sox to go ahead and send these Yankees home. See if they can come back and do it. See if old Bregman can help lead the way like he did last night. Yankees on the brink. And the only negative thing is I think Aaron Boone probably gets fired if they lose. And I don't know if that may be helpful. That may be a bad thing for the
He should have been fired.
I'm not real sure he should have made it to this game after the crap he pulled last night.
You don't think there's any chance that your boy that's the one that
Who? What are you talking
that
about?
That Dana's waiting on.
Oh, Boone? Are they buddies or something?
I'm just saying. You don't think like, oh, all right, I like Joe, but if Aaron Boone comes
I'll take Joe's musical chairs in the outfield before sitting one of your star players. I mean,
there's got to be a rule, man. If you got an OPS over 870 and you've hit 31 home runs on the season, like you played 140 games, you get to play.
Yeah, you're in a three.
You get to play in the postseason.
Yeah, it's illegal to bench you.
Yeah,
I agree.
Did the Astros have anybody do that? I don't think they had anybody hit 31 home runs. Dog, man, could you imagine? Hey, man, hey, I know you had a pretty good year, but we've got to sit you down, man. This lefty is something else.
I don't know. I don't be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, Jazz is a pretty vocal guy.
I'm surprised. I don't know how he didn't lose it. I'm proud of him. He held it together.
I would have lost it before the game.
I thought he was going to go miming like Shador did today. But, he turned around.
Wasn't he talking to the media like turned or like he had his back turned to the media?
What's the owner's name? What's the GM's name?
Oh, Cashman. Brian Cashman.
Mm-hmm. He should have went up there and sat with Cashman in the box. Cashman said, what the hell are you doing up here?
Jazz Chisholm, those numbers, you're a – hey, man, I just go and get ready for batting practice type guy. You're not a let me go walk and see what the lineup is,
let me check
the
lineup. No, I'm dry. Yeah. No,
maybe I go check, see where I'm at in it. Maybe let's see how low he put me with the
lineup. I didn't kick it last night because I know I'm in this lineup. Like, I cut my night short.
You ain't lying. Hey, man, he'd have been out. He'd have been out last night.
Yeah,
if I ain't playing.
I'm pitching tonight. Hell, I'm kicking it till 2 a.m.
I'm in the lounge. I'm here getting lit.
Where they at? Are they in Boston?
No, they're in New York.
I'm at home, too. Either way, I'm sure he could have found something to stroll off into in Boston, too.
I was about to really show my age. I know that place doesn't exist anymore. I was about to really go, man. I'll be at 40-40. Certain that place is closed
in New York.
40-40 Club. I am certain.
Yeah, Jay-Z's.
Yeah, I'm certain that's shut down. Yeah, we lost that one.
Jay-Z got tired of bleeding that money, huh?
I don't know if it was his choice, but
fair.
But that is done. Now, weird situation for Aaron Boone. He may be out of here if they lose this puppy. All right, This was D'Amico Ryans. He spoke to the media earlier today, and he was asked what would it feel like to go ahead and get the Baltimore Ravens monkey off their back.
Hey, the thing about this game, we understand Baltimore and the success they've had at home has been really well, and we understand where we've been in that battle, right? It hasn't been good, but that doesn't matter. Pass is the pass. It's all about these teams this year at this specific time. Like, how do we go out and do what we need to do to execute, to play complementary football, play as a team, play together? How do we need to finish? We finish the right way, you know, we can go win the football game.
All right, Clint, you're on it. Like, I've been kind of going back and forth on what the expectation should be. And I think maybe we can go a little deeper on this tomorrow, what the expectations should be for this game. But I saw you nodding your head too, and I've seen some people here on the text line saying, I agree with Clint, they got to win this game. If they don't win this game, I'm calling for Davis Mills. That's a bit aggressive from the text line. That's more than a bit aggressive. let me go back there and slide that in. Totally with Clint. They have to win this. Actually, stupid to think otherwise. 1-4. Nah, they have to win. I'm not complete with my thought process on this because, yes, when you look at this, I have to not look at this Texans team the way I looked at it before the season. Like, in my mind, I think, all right, they should be able to hold this offense down without Ronnie Stanley or Lamar Jackson. But I think this may be the game where Todd Monken is forced to say, all right, man, I gotta run Derek 25 times. And that, like, that part of it is, and still this defense with D'Amico, who's not calling plays anymore, but Matt Burke, like, they should be able to deal with that. But I'm still not ready to just go, all right, this is a must win game. That my expectation is that they should win this game because they just haven't played to the level. I think they found something in the fourth quarter, but still, I don't know. I mean, there's Derrick Henry. They're on the road. There's all of this. I mean, the Texans have not shown to be a good football team this year. They've not shown to do that. And to make myself say, all right, you haven't shown to be a good football team. You've had some real struggles in certain areas. And even though this team is depleted, they still have.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
I mean, they probably still, Derrick Henry's still probably the best player on the field. maybe maybe Stingley, maybe Will Anderson. I don't know. I mean, they've got one of the best players on the field. Kyle Hamilton's pretty good for this team. They just got some dudes for me to just say, you haven't been a good football team. You're going to go on the road and beat this team that's desperate as hell in the Ravens. I don't know that I'm ready to go there yet.
Look, I think this is a must-win football game. I mean, I think this is a must-win football game. I think the noise around the Houston Texans get really, really loud if you fall to 1-4 and you do it by losing to a Baltimore team that literally has four of its best five or six players out. And we're talking about impact players, Lamar Jackson. We're talking about, Matt Abike, one of the best interior defensive linemen in the game, one of the best off-ball linebackers in the game. Their best corner, like it's a skeleton crew if the injury reports hold up. And I just think this is a must-win situation. I think this is to start the season, we thought the Texans were going to be better than this. The question now is how bad are they? How bad can this get? And I think this is a measuring stick game in terms of how bad they are. If you can't go to Baltimore and you can't beat a team that is, again, is without four of their top six players, including the MVP, absolute game-changing quarterback that just is arguably the most difficult defend in the league, if you can't go up there and find a way to win, you've got major, major problems. Now, does that come in the shape of I think this is the most physical downhill run attack that they've seen this year. So the O-line is healthy, and Derrick Henry's going to be carrying the ball, and you've already given up 30 for 169.
They saw those double teams.
Right. So does the defense get exploited, and do they give up too many points to where the offense can't keep up? Or does the offense go out there, and just because this is a healthier franchise that knows how to practice and knows how to give effort and knows how to scheme some things up, does the offense go out there and wet the bed and look like they have no idea what they're doing or what they want to do? They can't protect the quarterback. They can't create separation. They can't run the football. Like, what, in order to lose this game, your defense has to be, which is, from a points perspective, has been the best in the league. Your defense has to be worse than expected, and your offense has to be worse than expected to lose this game. This is a must win for the Texans. If you don't win, if you fall to,
I'm trying to think. Like I said, must win.
Yeah, I mean, you lose this game and fall to 1-4. We got to start getting worried about.
We
got to start worrying about being a 4 or 5 win team.
I'm with you. Like let me just ask this question then, from you and the people, Chris. You can jump in. Would you be shocked if they lost this game? You'd be surprised.
I would be. I'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised if they lost this game.
You'd be
surprised.
Not, I would. Not quite as much, Chris, as I would have been last week.
Really.
Yeah. No.
With no Lamar, I mean, they're missing Roquan Smith. They're missing their defensive tackle. They're missing a lot of key players, man. This is a must-win game. No matter what, it's a must-win.
I think it is a must-win game for their season. I think they look a lot different if they lose this game. But you're saying your expectation is, like, you're surprised if they walk out of Baltimore with a loss.
I'm going to be disgusted. I'm going to be sick.
You're going to be sick?
Sick.
Just think about it. Houston Texans lose to Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I mean.
And Derrick Henry, I guess, if you want to throw him in there.
I mean, it was 6-0. And their kicker missed 2 40-yard field goals against the Titans. This should have been 6-6.
Well, I mean, I think it just depends.
I'm just saying, John.
Like, when you came into this season, did you think there was any chance, knowing what you knew? And I think we had probably the more accurate gauge on what was going to happen offensively than anybody that I've heard talking about it. To be honest with you, we were more concerned about Nick Kaley and everything, and it looks like that's holding to be true. I mean, did you think this is going to be a 4 or 5 win team?
No.
If you lose this ball game to a skeleton crew Baltimore team with no Lamar Jackson, you are on the verge of being a 4 or 5 win football team.
I know we got to get to break, but have your expectations adjusted for this team within the first 4 weeks of the season?
100%.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm they've adjusted. Like, this is a different team. This ain't Cooper Rush. Hell, I mean, Trevor tried to give you the game. And you couldn't do nothing with it, right?
They've adjusted. I don't believe you're going further in the playoffs, and I don't believe that you the Super Bowl aspirations and you know, they, like that stuff's out the window. I damn sure hope we ain't staring a 4 or 5 win season in the face.
Well, yeah, if they lose this game, you might be. But
well, did you see the list of defenses that I posted on Twitter? The top defenses in the league, the Texans are number one in points allowed. The next five are all on our schedule.
Yeah, I know.
And if we lose this week, we're going to be sitting 1-4 with five of the next five.
Oh yeah,
the next five of the remaining games are going to be against the best defenses in the league.
You still got at Indy, at Kansas City.
Them too. Kansas City and Indy weren't in the bunch.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's